Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is May 7th, 1941, and the title is Spring Roundup. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Made Wyoming a cattleman's paradise in the early days of the western United States. But as the northern herds grew and the ranchers prospered, they were attacked by bands of outlaws that roamed the new territory. It was the masked rider of the plains, more than any other man, who put an end to rustling and range wars. And without his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, the winning of the West might never have been accomplished. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of his great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for the open range. Arnold waiting for us. Hail, Silver. Away.
The range was bordered on the north by a heavily wooded slope. Beyond this, a sheer wall of rock, white, black, and brilliant red, towered for hundreds of feet. The wall was cut in three places by canyons that climbed to the tableland above. A tall, broad-shouldered masked man and an Indian stood at the very edge of the cliff with one of the canyons on their right. They looked beyond the trees toward the plain, two groups of buildings miles apart, and here and there, herds of red and white cattle were all that broke the green expanse below them.
From here, the range looks absolutely flat, Tonto.
That's not true.
I know. Cut by streams and arroyos, and there are even hills. That's the Lorimer Ranch to the right.
Circle dot.
Yes. Bill Farrell's Diamond F spread to the left.
Why them two fight?
I don't believe either of them could remember how the feud started. It was so many years ago. They've never let it die. There's only Bill Farrell and his son left on one side, and John Lorimer and his daughter on the other.
You tell them what we find out?
Not yet, Tonto. John Lorimer might shoot the boy on sight. I'm afraid there'll be enough trouble before the spring roundup is over.
Maybe what we know put end to trouble.
Well, the girl and the boy don't seem to think so, and I believe they're right. In a way, it's easy to understand why there's been so much fighting. Well, this is open range, and the cattle from both ranches run together. Well, there are bound to be a lot of arguments when the time comes to brand the calves and cut out the market herds. One thing leads to another, and the tempers of the men become as hot as their branding irons.
Kemosabe.
Yes, Tonto?
You look over here. Down canyon.
The Lorimer girl and Greg Farrell.
Them right up here.
Here, Silver.
Here, Scout. And what we do now?
We don't want to be seen until we're needed. We'll take one of the other canyons down and make camp in the pines.
That good.
Yep. Put the There's one thing I'm sure of, Tonto.
What that?
We will be needed. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Getting late, Dee. I think we'd better turn back.
Oh, I never want to turn back.
Leave your pa?
No. Be all alone. It is getting late. Down, boy. Easy. Get up. This will be the last time I can see you before the roundup starts.
Why?
I'm afraid of Tit. He's been watching me.
He's only your pa's foreman. He can't tell you what to do.
Well, he might follow me. If he knew that I'd been meeting you, he'd tell pa.
I ought to tell him right now.
No, Greg. There's been enough killing in our families. I love you, but I love Paul, too. I don't want anything to happen to either of you.
You said until the roundup started.
That's only a few days.
But after it starts, won't be able to see you at all. I'll be out on the range, working day and night. I'm the wrangler for our outfit. What's funny?
We're short-handed, and I'm going to be the wrangler for the Circle Dot.
What?
Yes. Paul gave me his word last night. I'll take charge of our horses all during the roundup.
Who ever heard of a girl handling a cabby?
You for one and Paul for another.
What's he thinking of?
He's thinking there's no better hand with horses in the whole state.
Well, I've got something to say about this.
Oh, no, you haven't. Of course, it's only because we're short of men, but think what it'll mean to us. We'll see each other every day.
Not very close. You've never been out on the range during one of our roundups. Your pa's men and our boys work together all day long, but our camps are a half a mile apart. Don't mix any more than we have to.
We'll manage, Greg. Just leave it to me.
What the?
Oh.
You saw him, too.
Man, I saw. Just rode into the trees.
Yeah.
Chip rides us all.
Oh, now, don't worry about him.
How can I help it? Just when we're planning ahead, something always reminds us. Our secret isn't safe, and if they ever find out, we aren't safe either.
Be.
Paul would kill you. Your Paul would kill mine. Oh, Greg, I'm afraid.
Three days later, the roundup started. This was a period of truce on the range, but the hard feeling between the two outfits put every man on his mettle, and the work went fast. One evening, Chick watched Bee drive the horses for the night crew into the rope corral near the chuck wagon. Then he turned on his heel and walked toward John Lorimer. The rancher was sitting apart from his men, checking today's figures by the light of a lantern.
Mr. Lorimer.
Hello, Chick. 101 Circle Dot calves branded today. Only 78 Diamond F.
I figured it about like that.
What's on your mind?
Well, you're running this outfit. I'm more of a segundo than a foreman. But I got a suggestion to make.
Go ahead.
I think you ought to send Miss Lorimer back to the ranch.
Why?
Now, don't get sore. She's been doing a good job for a girl. But after all, she is a girl. And she's mighty pretty.
What's that?
I've been keeping an eye on her. I've been watching everybody that's come close to her.
There's been nobody but our boys.
That's where you're wrong.
Name him.
Now, take it easy, boss. Maybe it don't amount to much. Maybe he was just giving her some advice.
Who are you talking about?
Greg Farrell.
He talked with my daughter?
I saw him leave his cabin right over to her. Must have talked with her for 5 or 10 minutes.
You should have come to me right then.
You were riding a big circle.
Me?
I'm coming, Paul.
I'll mosey over by the fire.
You stay where you are. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Anything wrong?
Has anybody been annoying you?
What?
Was Greg Farrell talking to you today?
Well, we were driving our cabbies pretty close once. He did ride over once and asked me where I was heading.
Gone blind all of a sudden, huh?
There was nothing wrong with that.
I'll decide what's wrong and what's right around here.
But, Paul...
Miss Lorimer!
Well, that's Bill Farrell just rode in.
Good. I'll have a few words to tell him about that no-good son of his.
It was nothing, Paul.
Lorimer, I got a complaint to make.
That goes double, Farrell.
One of my boys were riding the bed wagon for a week just because you got a yellow polecat for a foreman.
What?
I mean you, Chick.
Call for your gun. Hold your fire. I can have your say, Farrell. When you're finished, I'll start.
One of your steers was bogged down. Sure, he got him out. But just as soon as the pesky Morse horn was free, he charged the boy. Chick was right there. He could have rid him off.
It was Shorty's fault.
His line was tangled. You could see that. But you're too scared of your ornery hide to help him.
Nobody can say I was
scared. You wrong to stand by, Chick.
What? You back in his play?
Nobody likes a man that's too careful. I'm sorry to hear it about you.
Yeah, well,
It's too bad that Shorty was hurt, Farrell. But there's nothing I can do about it now.
You can let this mangy coyote go for his den.
I'll be going for my own gun if you don't keep that son of yours away from my daughter.
What's that?
He's been annoying her.
It isn't true.
The next time he tries it, I'll fill him for a lead.
If I ever thought he was wasting his time with a Lorimer, I'd do the same thing myself.
He ain't fit for my girl to wipe her boots on.
Lorimer, you're talking like you're tired of living.
It sure gets tiresome with Farrells around.
Paul!
Get out of my way, girl.
No! There'll be no shooting on my account. you want the truth, I called Greg over.
You hear that, Lorimer?
She's lying to save your skin.
It's the truth, Paul. I wasn't sure where to ford the creek. He told me. That's all there was to it.
You're going back to the ranch.
All right. Anything you say, but...
Get out of here, Farrell.
I ain't. We'll settle this after the roundup's over. Get up there.
Hey.
Yes, Paul.
And you, chick.
Yeah?
I hope you both know how I feel about this. I got a daughter and a foreman I'm ashamed of.
Lackey.
Thank you, Chief.
Yeah. Sure dark in these pines.
You're late.
Oh. I had to wait until the camp was asleep.
Well, how about it? Has the old man found out about those steers that ran off yet?
He can't check until the roundup's over.
Well, what do you want me and the boys to hang around here for?
Where are you?
You go up to the canyon and cut to the east until you hit the trail from town. We're camped in a grove of trees. It's a good cover, about 10 miles.
You won't have to stay there long.
Why should we stay at all? No chance for any rustling with both crews out on the range night and day.
I'll be fired after the roundup, Blackie.
You will?
If John Lorimer lives, I will.
What do you mean by that?
Listen, we know that Greg and the girl are sweet on each other. They've been meeting whenever they could.
Yeah.
Well, if Lorimer was to find them...
Now, wait a minute. You want the old man out of the way, not the kid. Kid wouldn't go for his gun.
And if he wouldn't, then the old man wouldn't either.
I don't get it.
Blackie, the old man wouldn't have to find them together.
Well, if he didn't find
them... Well, let me finish. All the boys in camp knew he was starting out after Greg, and he didn't come back.
Then the kid would be blamed.
Yeah. Even if you did the killing.
Me?
You wouldn't be taking any chance.
What do I get out of it?
Half the Circle Dot Ranch.
The ranch goes to the girl after the old man dies.
Well, I could marry her, couldn't I?
You haven't got a chance.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. And I'm not killing anybody just so you can hold your job. There's only one...
What?
Sure, that's it. We held the evidence that it convict Greg of murder. She'd marry you to save him.
Any more ideas?
Oh, you like that one, don't you?
Sounds good if we can work it out. Hey, where'd that come from?
Horses, by the opening of the canyon. Follow me. Leave your own horse here.
That's where they used to meet.
We can see in a minute.
Don't show yourself.
Don't worry. Quiet now.
Yeah. Sounds like them.
If only it's something that belonged to the kid.
You have?
Huh?
Here.
What is it?
It's a piece of that fancy silver trimming from his bridle. It fell off one day, just about where he's standing right now. I was watching the two of them. And after they rode away, I picked this up.
That's all we need. Pretend to pick it up when you get back.
When will that be?
Head for camp. Tell Lorimer they're up here.
Yeah?
Then stay at the camp until you hear 3 shots.
But I thought we didn't want him to find them.
He'll be gone.
And you'll be waiting.
That's it, Sheik. I'll be waiting.
Tonto.
Uh-huh.
Tonto here. 3 shots. That means trouble. Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
They came from the canyon.
That's right. You hear, man, too.
Yes, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
And there he is, lying on the ground.
Him, big man.
It's Lorimer, and he's been shot in the back.
What you think?
And neither Greg nor his father would shoot a man in the back. But if he's found like this, Lorimer's men won't ask questions. They'll go for their guns.
Men come from camp now.
There'll be men from both camps. Wait.
What matter?
He isn't dead. The bullet missed his heart. Take a look.
Ah. Maybe we save him.
We'll get him on scout.
Yes, Scout.
You'd better mount first, Tonto.
Now. Tonto got him.
Take him back to our camp and do everything you can. I'll see they don't follow you.
One horse come fast now.
Hurry.
Get him up, Scout.
Yeah. Come on, Silver. Hi-ho, Silver. Hurry.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger realized that if Lorimer were found shot in the back, a gunfight would follow between the rancher's men and Farrell's crew. He ordered Tonto to carry Lorimer to their camp and then raced up the canyon. A moment later, Greg Farrell reined up beside the riderless horse that had been left behind.
Here, boy. Steady. That's Lorimer's black. Where is he? What's happened to him?
Lorimer!
He must have heard the shots in the camp, too. Heading this way. He'll find me with his horse. I'd better get out of here. Let's go, boys.
The shot came from the canyon.
Straight ahead. Should be one of the two of this fire.
Warner rode up here.
Warner, what are you talking about?
I'll tell you when I see what's happened. Look, that's his horse.
Back to camp, men. If it's only Lorimer in trouble, let his own crew take charge of it.
Trying to get away, huh?
Not sure you can notice it. We just ain't interested.
You'll be interested in this. I sent Lorimer up here myself.
You said that before.
Uh-huh. But I didn't tell you why.
Don't waste any more of my time.
I saw your son and his girl together.
That's a lie.
Greg wasn't in camp when you heard the shots, was he?
He's with the horses.
What's this about me?
Ask him yourself. He can't deny it.
Were you up here with that Lorimer girl?
Haven't you got off that subject here?
Answer me.
We'll talk about it later. Right now, we got to find out what happened to Lorimer.
It isn't our business.
My hunch is that Greg fired those shots.
You're crazy.
Midnight. There's Paul's horse. Where's Paul?
Why, we don't know, Miss Lorimer.
But what are you all standing around here for? Why don't you do something? Find him.
Oh, we ain't to.
You're riding back to camp with me, Greg. I never thought this son of mine could be fooling
enough. Careful, Paul. Before you say anything you'll be sorry for, I warn you.
You're right, Greg. We don't want your help and we don't need it. You and the whole Diamond F troop can clear out right away.
Come on, men. Dig your spurs into that horse, Greg, or I'll use my quirt on him.
All right, Chief. Your foreman, what are we going to do? Where are we going to start looking?
Well, that's just what I was going to... Wait. Listen. That come from the canyon.
He's fighting Paul's voice.
You'll never find me.
It's outlaws. They took him prisoner.
It wasn't outlaw to fire those shots.
Don't argue. We've got to catch that man up there. Are you with me, boys?
No, yes.
Stay here if you want to. Chief.
Oh, I'll take the lead. Get up there, Rat. Get up.
Hold up there!
We're at the top of the canyon. Which way do we go now?
I'm putting you in charge of the boy, Spur. Head for the Badlands to the west.
Right, boss.
Are you coming with us?
You and me are riding into town.
What for?
Get moving, Spur.
All right. Come on,
I'm going with him.
No, you're not.
Let go my bridle.
You're coming into town with me, Miss Lorimer. I want to show you something I found in the ground down below.
What is it?
A piece of silver.
It looks like...
Yeah. Looks like the fancy trimming on Greg's bridle. It doesn't only look like it. It is. I found it down there beside your father's horse.
What of it? Greg was there. It fell off.
Mm-hmm. I found it before Greg showed up.
But he was there before.
Sure he was.
I met him there about 2 hours ago. Give it to me.
No, ma'am. This is evidence.
What are you talking about?
I got a hunch that when we find your paw, he'll be dead.
No.
He didn't fire those shots. Somebody else did. And one of them killed him.
I won't believe it.
Greg killed him.
But he wouldn't. He promised me.
So he promised you. Well, I'm all ready to tell the sheriff my story, turn this evidence over to him, and let him arrest Greg.
Wait, Chick.
For what?
Wait until we find Paul. You're wrong. I know you are.
You don't look very sure to me.
What reason would Greg have?
I sent your paw to catch him.
You were spying on him.
It wasn't the first time. Oh, you got just one chance to save Greg from the law.
He doesn't need to be saved.
Marry me, and I won't say a word.
Marry you?
They'll hang him.
I can't marry you.
You mean you won't? This is so sudden now.
Jake, you aren't sure that Paul's dead. You can't be unless...
I was in camp.
You know he'd been killed. You were behind it. I'll go to the sheriff myself.
If we go to the sheriff, Greg will hang. Come on.
Where?
Not to town yet. I'm taking you someplace where you'll be safe. Where you can think it over.
I've already told you.
You'll have until tomorrow morning. Then we either go to the sheriff's or the justice of the peace. Get up there, Red.
Let's go.
Get up there.
Kemosabe,
how's Lorimer?
Him sleep now. Him better.
Do you think he could stand the ride?
Huh?
No, that's fine. As soon as I've gone, you and he ride scout up the canyon. Head for town. You'll find the woods to the right of the trail. Take cover and wait for me.
I'll Tonto do it.
You'll have to be careful. There's a band of outlaws camped there, so don't get too close.
You'll find camp tonight?
I've just come from there. And while I was watching, Chick and the Lorimer girl rode to the camp.
Then look for Lorimer?
That's what I thought at first. I thought they'd only stumble on it. But Chick knew the men, and they're holding the girl a prisoner.
Chick, bad fella.
It looks that way now. I couldn't hear much of what they said, but he has some proof that Greg shot Lorimer.
Oh, that's not true. Lorimer not die. Him see fella right away.
He told you that?
Huh.
And it wasn't Greg?
Him say man with scar.
One of the outlaws.
Maybe so.
I saw him, Tonto. I saw the man with the scar.
Oh, that good.
Before the night's over, we'll have that gang rounded up. And we'll put an end to the feud between the Lorimers and the Farrows. Tonto, on the way to camp, tell Lorimer all you know about his daughter and Greg.
It's time now?
It's time, but remember this. When you get to the woods, don't make a move until I get there.
Oh, Tonto, wait.
Bill Farrell and his men are going to rescue Lorimer's daughter. I want Lorimer to see it. I'm going after them right now.
Maybe them say no.
Well, they can't. It's a girl's life that's in danger now. Come on, Silver.
Idle Silver, hurry!
Roll out of your blankets, Feeling, grab your guns. Somebody riding this way.
Maybe they find Laura, but we should have helped.
There's plenty of coyotes in the west. We can afford to lose a few.
Come on, Silver!
You hear that? That's the same voice we heard up in the canyon.
He's got a lot of nerve riding into our camp.
Call this horse Silver.
Yeah.
Don't shoot until you get a good look at him.
There's only one way to treat an outlaw.
Paul!
Why'd you grab my arm first?
This man's the Lone Ranger, Paul.
I thought you'd remember me, Greg.
Oh, Ray.
How could I forget, mister? It was on the
day. Don't say anything about that just yet. I want a word with your father.
Sure thing.
You have a reputation for a bad temper, Farrell, but no one's ever questioned your courage.
Hey.
If you knew that a girl was held and being captured by a band of outlaws, well, what would you do?
You! I'd go after the polecats and wipe them off the face of the earth.
Even if the girl were John Lorimer's daughter?
What's that?
Steady, Greg. I want your father's answer.
It wouldn't make no difference. What are you trying to tell us?
But if you want to save her, you'd better follow me.
You heard him, men. Into your saddles.
Come on, Silver.
I've got to help that girl.
No, you stay here.
But that's my daughter. You can see her face. She's crying.
Well, then not hurt her.
I'd like to get my hands on Chick's neck.
You not make sound.
What is it?
Somebody come.
You must have it.
It's the Lone Ranger.
Ah,
we're all ready to close in.
Did you bring my boys with you?
They weren't in their camp. I brought the Diamond F crew.
The Diamond
Never mind that now. You're going to stay right here, Lorimer.
Hey, can't I?
You're wounded. It would be dangerous for you to move fast. And that's one reason for your staying here, but there's another.
Uh-huh.
I want you to see everything that happened without being seen. You'll stay here until I call for you.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
Tonto, give me a chance to get to that big pine, and then the hoot of the owl. You understand?
No, that signal.
The signal for the attack. Close in, men!
We're surrounded.
Let him have it.
Drop your gun.
I'll fill you full of lead.
Oh, my hand.
Don't shoot anymore. You got him. Just hold down their gun.
Greg, I've given up hope.
You're all right now, Adam.
Very good work, Mesh, man. Time up, boys.
Sure glad you got here when you did, Farrell. I just found out they were crooks.
Just found out? You think you can get away with that?
He hasn't a chance, Miss Lorimer.
If they turn us over to the law, Chick, you're going to jail, too.
You're all going to jail.
You better put in a good word for me, Miss Lorimer. You too, Farrell. I got proof that Greg shot the old man.
Greg, you didn't.
Of course not.
I got proof.
Let's see it.
It's only a piece of silver from your bridle. He's trying to frame you.
We'll see what the sheriff says.
You're right. My guess is that you and Blackie will be charged with murder.
Not me.
You and Chick. There was a witness to the shooting, Blackie.
There wasn't.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know there wasn't a witness?
Well, I...
You fool!
That clinches it. You don't have to admit it because there was a witness. Lorimer, come here.
Paul, you mean he's dead?
Badly wounded, but that's all.
Thank heaven. Where is he? Paul!
I'm right here, B. You walk slow.
Paul!
None of that.
I'm so happy.
Is this the man who shot you, Lorimer?
That's him.
You're sure?
I couldn't miss that scar. He rode up close before he hightailed it.
Think hired me to do the job.
Shut up.
I told you that if I went to jail, you would too. Well, that goes for hand. Why'd you bring that girl there? Why'd you have to go?
You'll have plenty of time to argue that out in town. Get them started.
Oh, I
can manage without you, Farrell. I think Lorimer has something to tell you.
That's right, Bill.
If it's Sykes, you can forget him. I'd have done the same for any woman. It ain't B's fault that a paw's no good.
Oh, remember, you're wounded.
He can't make me sore anymore. His bark's a lot worse than his bite.
You will find out about that when you get better. Greg, come on. I don't ever let this...
Hold on. I don't care how you talk to me, but I don't like you using that tone to my son.
Your son?
That's what I said.
You going plumb loco?
Nope. He and Greg are married, Bill. They've been married most a month.
Pa!
The engine told me, honey. And Bill, I'm ready to admit that Greg's a fine boy.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Mr. Lorimer.
Make it paw, son.
Sure.
How about it, Bill? Will you shake hands with me and give him your blessing?
Hey, don't worry. Doggone it. Do we get to kiss the bride if I do?
Oh, Greg, if we'd only known they'd take it like this.
Well, they wouldn't have yesterday. It was the Lone Ranger that changed them.
I guess he did. But I'll be dogged if I know how.
Just you, this is worse hombres in the world than honest ranchers. Even when they're cantankerous and ornery. I'm ready to shake hands, John.
Put her there, partner.
I own silver! Away!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.